la Queers, you're listening to Movies a la Queer. This is Sarita Ramirez, and for the next few episodes, I want to dive into the Netflix series Easy, the 2016 American dramedy anthology series. Now, for those that don't know, an anthology series is a radio, television, film series, or anything between them, that presents a different story and a different set of characters in each episode, season, segment, or short. Thank you, Wikipedia, for that definition. This show, every single episode is different, with different characters, a different storyline, and is not necessarily connected to the other characters in any way, even though they are all connected because they are all in Chicago, which, for those that don't know, I live in Chicago. I've been here since 2018. It is one of my favorite cities that I have ever set foot in. Easy was created, written, and directed by Joe Swanberg, a fellow Chicagoan, native Chicagoan. It stars a whole ton of people, but just to name a couple, we have Elizabeth Reeser, Malin Ackerman, Jane Addams, Andrew Batchelor, Orlando Bloom, Zazie Beetz, Gugu Mbatha-Raw, Dave Franco, Kiersey Clemons, Jacqueline Taboni, Aubrey Plaza, and just a whole lot of other people. And it's comprising of three seasons. Season three was released back in May of 2019. So it is done. There aren't going to be any more seasons coming out for this show. So again, it is completely binge watchable. You can start and finish the series. Each episode is around 25 to 30 minutes long. As a whole, I found the series to be fun and light, but also deep and a bit dark at times. I began watching this show back in 2017 when season two was released. And like I've said before, this show inspired me to come visit Chicago more often before I made the move here. So for this episode, I will be focusing on episode two of season one, Vegan Cinderella, with Kiersey Clemons and Jacqueline Taboni, AKA Chase and Joe. I'll be speaking on the other two seasons episodes with Chase and Joe in the next two episodes, which are Lady Cha-Cha and Spontaneous Combustion. If you haven't watched the series already, I advise you to pause this review and go watch them because there will be spoilers. So for those that haven't watched the episode in a while or just simply forgot, we're gonna do a quick recap of what happens. So the episode opens up at some underground kind of venue where the real life band Camp Dogs are performing. Joe, played by Jacqueline Taboni, and Chase, played by Kiersey Clemons, lock eyes and they hook up that night. So the next morning, Chase asks Joe if she's down for breakfast, and Joe accepts. Cute. Chase soon finds out that Joe is vegan, and well, here comes the spiraling. So Chase starts rambling about how she's always wanted to be vegan, kind of, too. They go and get breakfast and bond over some stories, and apparently Chase killed frogs as a child. Yeah. Joe makes a joke about how Chase is somewhat freaking out, you know, with her being vegan, as though equating being vegan to being like a pure entity of some sort. They part ways and Chase meets up with her friend Amber, played by Jazz Sinclair, and she kind of indicates to her friend that she's really kind of in love, or maybe in love, feeling love for Joe. So a day or two goes by and we see Chase begin this transition to becoming vegan by watching some videos on animal cruelty. With that, she throws out all of her animal byproducts. We then see Chase go to a bike shop and telling the salesperson that, you know, she told someone that she bikes and she really doesn't know why she did that, but if the guy could hook her up and find a used bike for her. So she buys this bike, walks out of the store, and she has like this brand new helmet too in her hand. And then homegirl just starts throwing the helmet around, you know, getting it all dirty, as though to give the impression that it's been heavily used. I mean, the commitment. So Chase and Joe are bonding. We get to see them forming a bit of a relationship that's getting a bit more serious, not just a casual fling. Then we see that Joe has a film screening event that comes up when Chase shows up. She's expecting Chase to have invited her friends, but Chase lies and says that, oh, they had a birthday dinner or something, even though we just saw her with Amber in the previous scene on the same night. So it appears as though Chase doesn't want her friends to meet Joe, or vice versa, and we don't know why. So at the screening, Chase is bored as fuck. She's uninterested. She's not really engaging with Joe's friends or with the other people attending the event. She's surrounded by all of these film art types, and she's just not really into it at all. Chase then goes to Joe and tells her, you know, she's not feeling well and that she's just gonna go home, which is a straight up lie, because we then see Chase at a club with her friend Amber and just straight up partying. Next morning, Joe brings Chase some soup and a muffin because, again, she thinks that Chase is sick. But no, Chase isn't sick, Joe. Homegirl is hungover though, but she ain't sick. So then Chase goes to babysit and ends up eating like a shit ton of pepperoni pizza, you know, vegan who. And after babysitting, Chase then goes over to Joe's place. And we see her getting out of this Uber car. And after she gets out of the car, she then puts on the helmet. I mean, is she about to pretend that she rode her bike to Joe's apartment? Yep, she pretends that she rode her bike. But the thing is, Joe saw her from her window. So she caught her in the lie. And Joe asks her, what's wrong? Why is she lying? Now, caught in the act and with nothing to say, Chase runs away and projectile vomits all over Joe's bathroom. Chase admits that she doesn't want to be vegan and that she lied about being sick. Joe tells her, hey, listen, I never asked you to be vegan and it's okay. You know, we can do our own thing. We can have our own interests. She even tells Chase that they should just start all over again. Now, the next and the final scene, Chase decides to bring Joe to her friend Amber's International Ladies Brunch to finally meet her friends. She's nervous and she's freaking out a little, but Joe reassures her, listen, it's gonna be fine. It's gonna be okay. And that's how the episode ends. Okay, so Chase gets a lot of shit on Reddit. Not a lot of people like her character, and I can understand why she's not the favorite of the two, but I still have a soft spot for her. So here are my thoughts about Chase's character in this episode. Okay, I found her immature. This is possibly her first real relationship. She's kind of insecure about herself. She goes vegan. She found herself just really wanting to be more relatable to Joe. She goes vegan. She bought a bike. She made a perfectly new helmet look like it's been used to play up this facade that she's laid back and chill and philanthropic and a free spirit, like Joe appears to be. I can relate to the feeling of being so inspired and swept up by another person and just being so impressed with them that you want to be them. You want to almost mold yourself to just be like them, to feel deserving of them. And that to me is something that I feel like happens when you haven't had a lot of experience in being in serious relationships. Chase was nervous to have Joe meet her friends and vice versa. And I don't think she was ashamed of Joe or her friends, but I think introducing your significant other to your friends is kind of like shedding a skin, taking down a barrier, breaking down a wall into your personal life that you just may not be ready to share. And maybe Chase didn't want Joe to see the real her and her friends, because that would show Joe who Chase really was. The saying that comes to my mind right now is, you are who you hang out with. Joe, on the other hand, I felt like gets all the praise in this episode. And I can see why also, because she's more like the secondary character compared to Chase. I feel like this episode is about the beginning of their relationship, yes, but it's really more about Chase and her development and her experiencing a somewhat first real relationship type of experience. To her, Joe is artsy, cool, intelligent, super feminist, empathetic, sexy, you know, all of those things. And I found Joe to be very caring and thoughtful and forgiving. Even after she finds out that Chase has been lying to her, she still forgives her and offers to just start all over again and to start fresh. And that just says so much about a person's character. You're telling me that your girlfriend ditches your film screening, lies about being sick when in reality she left to go party without you, and you still forgive her and care for her anyway. You do you, I do me. That's really big of her, and that just shows her maturity. Overall, I found this episode to be very relatable. I became invested in both the characters, especially Chase, because that's who we follow more. The dialogue feels natural, and that's because it's all improvised. And I love that, because when there's improvised dialogue like this, actors really show off their talent and their commitment to the scenes and their scene partners. And it really felt like these two, for instance, just had really good chemistry. Do I have any negatives about this episode? Not really. I didn't think it was too slow nor too fast paced. And I believed in their sexual chemistry, and their love scenes were hot. And there you have it, queers. These are my thoughts on Easy Episode 2, Vegan Cinderella. Have you seen it? Did you like it? Are you into it? Are you not into it? This was a fun episode to watch. And again, I'll be posting about the next two seasons episode with Chase and Joe in the next two episodes. So thank you for listening to Movies a la Queer. I'll be back with a new episode soon. Bye.